AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. An American man fighting against the Islamic State group in Syria has been killed in battle. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
He may be the first U.S. citizen to die fighting alongside Kurdish forces working to defeat the Islamic State group. A Kurdish leader announced the death, which is confirmed by the State Department.
U.S. citizen Keith Broomfield was killed.
State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke says they are providing assistance to Broomfield's family as the circumstances surrounding the young man's death are investigated. Previously, a British citizen, an Australian, and a German woman were killed fighting with the Kurds. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The White House says the U.S. will send up to 450 more troops to Iraq to boost the training of local forces. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the additional troops do not include ground forces.
The reason the president has ruled out that option is the president does not believe it is in the national security interest of the United States for us to do for the Iraqis what they must do for themselves.
Vermont State Police troopers have been patrolling the Lake Champlain area of New York on Wednesday as part of a hunt for two convicted murderers who talked about heading to Vermont after escaping a New York State prison near the Canadian border. New York State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says the two murderers who escaped from prison Saturday could be anywhere, but are probably relatively close.
You know, we're going on the premise that, we don't know that they've left the state or that they've left the area. And, you know, we take it just as serious to search in the area around here as we are in the Willsboro area, in the Vermont area, or anything else. Until we have them in custody, we're not going to discount any of it.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 236 points. The NASDAQ composite rose nearly 63. The S&P 500 climbed 25 points. This is AP Radio News. A bus accident injuring dozens threw a bit of chaos into New York City's morning rush hour.
Traffic in one of three tubes of the Lincoln Tunnel came to a halt when a commuter bus from New Jersey rear-ended a charter bus from Toronto. Deputy Fire Chief Stephen Link says 31 people were hurt.
Just minor injuries from, being bumped and jostled when the buses collided.
Of course, nothing is minor when you shut down one of the busiest tunnels in the world at 9:30 in the morning. Two pregnant women on the bus behind the accident were taken out while traffic was stopped. One had begun contractions. The tour bus appeared undamaged and its occupants unhurt. The commuter bus door had to be pried open. Traffic resumed 2 hours later. Warren Levinson, New York.
The government is proposing to regulate aircraft emissions in much the same way as power plants. The EPA says the emissions are a threat to human health because they contain pollutants that help cause global warming. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.